Reversing model view controller. Quick forward. Some of you will laugh at the idea that model view controller needs any more than it already has. But all of you have one thing in common. You all think that model view controller was useless, and it only complicated things. But I imagined there was more to it. Something that we weren't being told. On purpose. Model view controller was not invented by one person or by one group of people. It would have been something that kept popping up left and right before someone sat down to write it all down. So listen carefully, because there is a story here, and that story is even more important now that we are working with artificial intelligence. Because let me tell you something. The tree notation is a symbolic user interface as well. You can create agents with a hierarchy of nodes and an interface made out of brackets. Now, our feature presentation. Better grab on to something. One of the most interesting things I have ever witnessed in the realm of computer programming was a young programmer woman with a beautiful Scottish accent, renaming the solution pattern Model View Controller to Model View Ars Banana. Clearly, I thought to myself, this is not a subject I should ever investigate. But I did recognize something here. A technological mismatch. That's why the three things didn't seem equally important. Over the last decade, I would revisit Model View Controller in my free time and try to match it to a technology that created more than the sum of the parts. This morning, at the gym, I found the technology. Model View Controller is so powerful here that this was probably where it really comes from, why it really matters. To call the control component a banana anything here is actually kind of heartbreaking now, because of how precious the controller really is. I hope you are sitting down for this one, because Model View Controller is not a solution pattern. It is a computer program machine with a strong future in AI. Perhaps the idea was simply forgotten. Someone retired and didn't care for it any longer. Perhaps it is a closely guarded secret and MVC in OOP is just training for it. Ooh. Maybe it wasn't truly revealed out of spite towards a heartless corporation. That would be my bet. Model means data model. Usually object. Often nested, which is always found to be a mistake, because flat things are easier to manage. Ooh. Today, we often refer to the model as a state. Well, in fact, it must be a nested tree of data, because it is a model of the application. It has to be so close to what the application looks like that it reads like a concept map, a diagram, a blueprint. I would never call this a model myself. If I invented this idea, I would call it a blueprint. Today, In my research, I often use XML to communicate to strong AI how I need to structure my computer programs, both system-wise and user interface-wise. This works really well, like crazy well, the OSS GPT super well. And is actually the model. It is a blueprint of an application head to toe, icon in the corner down to the debug pane on the bottom. Most of you who have dedicated your lives to battling infinite complexity have already figured it out, of course. But you are still slowpokes compared to me. Let's get that one straight. The view is the view of the model. We decorate the model with user interface components. We decorate the XML, this is of course the key part, with Bootstrap HTML or CSS components. We create a view of the model. A debug view in plain HTML is also a wonderful idea. Consider an administrator view as well. Let them edit the tree. Which takes us back to the precious banana, the controller, the bundle of confusion that started this reverse engineering mess and challenge. Listen carefully. The controller edits the model. Then the view updates automatically. The controller, the programs you put in it, impact the model, the nested XML tree, and it, likely being made of signals, maybe out of event emitter, notifies the view that does subscribe to the model node. The controller actually contains two layers, and this is the precious part. Layer 1 names actions specifically related to your program. Open window. Send email. Inside each action, however, are reusable commands. And it is a finite number of commands for sure. It is as few as copy, create, read, rename, update, delete. You should make more. I encourage you to borrow from ColdFusion and create application-specific commands, such as query database. XML, from our perspective, is a file system-like tree, and you just need tree management commands like on a file system. And then some application-specific extras like you find in ColdFusion and similar programs. I know you picked up Model View Controller in college, and you are battling doubt right now. It will take you a while. They taught you Model View Controller wrong and have poisoned it. Model View Controller wants to be XML. Because the actions contain reusable commands. It is like a closed-loop system. Very important for AI. Because you don't need to look at the code inside the commands. You can just hoist yourself up to their level and never care about how they are created, just like you don't care how Linux commands are created, and instead use them in the shell. But more than that, we are creating application-specific actions, so we can close those off too. AI doesn't need a large context space here. It sees the tops that are useful to it, and it programs with those, and if something's missing, then it does descend down to a single action, where it only uses commands, not the programming beneath. the precious commands create actions that alter the model tree, that the model view presents to the user as a user interface. Now listen carefully, I'm going to give you a bounding principle. To save or persist application state, you just serialize the model. Now let me repeat one more time. To save large language model context space, you pamper the commands one by one, never all at once, and then stop AI from reading their code. You just tell it to make actions, and then you make your application out of those actions. Just to clarify, the actions that contain commands that power them only modify the model. The view will update itself. The AI will easily translate the model into UI because the model is the blueprint of the application. But please, do this right. Approach it correctly. First, create a UI kit or a set of interface components, maybe with Bootstrap, that you want to see in the application you're working on. Then, the AI will have an easier job, and it will double as a bounding principle. I want to repeat one more thing. For the AI to understand your user interface needs and approach them correctly in a way that you can understand and edit at the end of the day when the AI is done with all the code, it needs to be an XML blueprint that represents, in great part, nested user interface components. Otherwise, both you and the AI we'll be getting confused about where everything goes. And because you are already relying rather heavily on a really good idea, an XML blueprint, keep moving forward and add the model view controller pattern where your model is already done. The view will be a projection of the model made by the AI, hopefully helped by a UI kit, and then the controller are just program actions that give you undo and redo for free that contain a finite number of commands that the AI understands and can stitch actions out of. Oh, believe you me that this would work because these are the document object model editing commands. Yeah. So AI does tree modeling really well. In fact, it needs less commands than you do. You got this licked. Model View Controller is a perfect thing to build on top of an XML blueprint of your application. But in the age of AI, it is so much more. I encourage you to experiment with XML blueprints by creating a desktop environment with a menu and windows, maybe frames that can display some website. So you use actions to edit the running model of your desktop environment. And then it projects itself as a desktop experience like you have on your desktop right now. As a secondary, somewhat more confusing project, one that doesn't rely on the user interface as much, model your own agent in XML. Use concepts like evolution, intuition, skills, and see it all grow in an XML tree. It doesn't need to be a book-sized project. It needs to be a concept map.